Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Sadiq. I am a student from Kolkata, India. My question is, I invested money on a halal company's shares 3 months earlier. But recently I checked that the company has become haram because interest-bearing debt to total assets has exceeded to 43.75%, due to which the stock has become haram, but previously the stock was halal. What should I do? The question posed by Brother Sadiq that invested in halal shares, and maybe he has knowledge about how to invest in stock which are Sharia compliant. And when he invested and when he bought these shares 3 months earlier, these shares were halal, but now when he checked up, he came to know that the interest bearing ratio or the debt ratio has increased to more than 43.75%. So now it's become haram. What should he do? First, if you have heard my answers on how do you come to know whether the stocks you are purchasing of a particular company Sharia compliant or not, and there are five categories. The first is that the core activity should be halal, and then you should see to it that they're not involved in any interest bearing activity, either company which is giving loan on interest, etc. Then the cash and the debt ratio should be less, and any haram activity should be less than 5%. These were discussed in detail. So the brother may have checked and he realized after 3 months that debt ratio has increased to more than 43%, and that makes the share haram. What should he do? He should immediately sell the share and invest in a halal share. But while investing, see to it that there are two types of Sharia compliant. One is that the company itself has a Sharia board and it is Sharia compliant by nature. By nature means it has a board. So investing in Sharia compliant shares which has a Sharia board is the best. And Malaysia, where I live, there are many Sharia compliant shares, and it is there in the stock itself, it mentioned Sharia compliant, halal, okay, not Sharia compliant. In India, there are very few which have a Sharia board, etc. Hardly any. But even if it doesn't have a Sharia board, it can be Sharia compliant by nature because it may not be a debt company, it may not be taking loans, the core activity may not be haram, it may be dealing with maybe pharmaceuticals. So by nature it can be. So some companies by nature, if they don't have a Sharia board also, it can remain halal. But some company can keep on changing, like the one you said. You invest in a company and that company has got involved into debt. You know, so in this you have to keep on monitoring. But the best is to invest in shares invest in companies which have the Sharia board. The second best would be, by nature, if it's Sharia compliant. You know that the company will not involve in taking loans from the bank, and by nature it is such a company, it is a strong company, it's a big company, and it's involved in products which are halal. And then the third would be the company which may keep on changing. So it is preferable to avoid investing in companies which can change, because you have to keep on monitoring, and then if it's haram, you have to sell it. So why let you invest even for a small period, whether it be a month or whether it be a week? So best is to involve in companies which have a Sharia board, as I mentioned. Second best is by nature if it's Sharia compliant. But now the solution for you is that see to it to sell it immediately. If you want to continue investing in Sharia compliant shares, see to it that you invest in a company which has a Sharia board, or by nature it is Sharia compliant. Hope that answers the question.